Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Disney is the latest company to say it may consider leaving Georgia. That's if a new abortion measure takes effect in January. The bill would ban nearly all abortions in the state. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Movies like Avengers Endgame and Black Panther were made here in Georgia. Walt Disney Company CEO Bob Iger told Reuters Wednesday it would be, quote, very difficult to continue to produce projects here if the LIFE Act survives legal challenge.
Many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we'll have to heed their wishes in that regard.
Netflix is also keeping an eye on challenges to the law. An executive said this week they would keep filming here but, quote, rethink investment if the law takes effect. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A MARTA Board of Directors committee today approved the order in which billions of dollars will be spent on transit. The historic expansion will be partially funded by a halfpenny sales tax. Atlanta voters approved in 2016. It adds up to $2.7 billion over 40 years. The AJC is reporting the full MARTA board is expected to vote on the spending plan next month. Key projects include adding light rail and bus rapid transit around Metro Atlanta. In news today, an Atlanta-based investment management company is making a major expansion in Atlanta. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
Invesco is the sixth largest retail asset manager in the country. They've had a presence in Atlanta for more than 40 years. The company moved its headquarters to Atlanta in 2007, and it employs more than 600 people in the city. Now, Invesco is expanding by 500 jobs. That's in addition to an investment of $70 million. The company will move to a new development at Midtown Union at Spring and 17th Streets. Invesco's new headquarters will open in 2022. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.